in the first place.
Yeah, no kidding. KSL News Time is 8:09. We're continuing to monitor an emergency triple team traffic situation. What's going on, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, the crashes are still being cleaned up northbound I-15 in Bluffdale and a little bit near the Bangor Highway exit, but we've got slowing most of the way from Bluffdale into Salt Lake City. The worst of it breaks up after 106 South, but it continues under the speed limit all the way to downtown. I-215's west belt, we've got some northbound delay between 35th and 21st South. And then eastbound 201, boy, it's almost like there's a crash, but I think it's construction-related delays that are affecting you all the way to Redwood Road, starting just before Bangor Highway. Eric Butler.
Down Utah County, no problems if you're working your way northbound I-15 from Springville up to Point of the Mountain. That's your normal KSL travel time of 22 minutes. If you want to sidestep the I-15 delays in Salt Lake County, head over to Redwood Road using 2100 North. Shouldn't have any problems if you're heading up towards Riverton or South Jordan. Heather?
We're back to freeway speed. Southbound 15 from Ogden to the I-215 North Interchange. But once you hit that North Salt Lake area, you're going to slow down the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake. And then on the west side belt, we have speeds are under the limit right now between Legacy Parkway and the 700 North exit around this international airport. Get tickets to BYU Spectacular featuring Gladys Knight with Peter Hollins and Lexi May Walker. Sponsored by BYU alumni, Deseret First Credit Union, and Liberty Mutual. Info at BYUtickets.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.